The irony of all this is that it was Beethoven himself who started this ambiguity inflation. He was a walking, living ambiguity in himself, at once the last great classicist and the first great romantic. Just think of the scherzo from his Hammerklavier Sonata, which is based on the most innocent little diatonic tune. But now just listen to how the movement ends. Where are we? Far from home. Are we home again? Yes, we are, but it was nip and tuck there for a minute. And what about this passage later on, which bridges the slow movement into the final fugue? Just listen to this unbelievable passage. Suddenly in B flat. That's ambiguity rampant. We started thinking we were in A major, right? And then we went wandering, lost to the world, till we suddenly wound up in B flat.